Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. It is a holiday. Today, it's 4 hours, and then Lance has just got 3 hours left. He might as well not have even come in today. That's how little he's going to put into the show, I'm pretty sure. It is a holiday. Are you pumped about that?
We have to do videos, too.
I know. You got to be here till 11.
I got to be here until I get five players.
Until you don't want to go home anymore?
this time I have to.
Until you can.
I have to get
safely go home.
Five notes done. It's safely go home.
It's the same every day for you.
My kids have been. It will be. Well, I think they're going to go back to school finally. It's a run of 9 straight months.
Oh my God!
9 straight months.
Del is.
Unbelievable.
Everybody's
unbelievable blessing is what I should say.
Everybody's coronavirus has been, everybody's COVID-19 has been different. Like Lance has had all of his kids home all for 9 straight months. Do you do anything different? You go home and you take a nap, right?
Well, there's lunch and then there's the nap that, because, you know, in a food coma almost.
But it isn't any different because all this time you were able to pick up food and go home and eat it, then, which is what you do anyway.
I do that all the time. Yeah. I don't like to talk about it because I know a lot of people have struggled and it's just been a big deal. Certainly we are in a pandemic, but for me it's like, it's a normal life.
Right.
It's a normal life, really. I would just say, Lance, I wouldn't blame the pandemic. You made the mistake years ago when you decided to have kids.
This time.
The mistake.
Yeah, that's true.
He made an
initial decision that kids are okay.
Let me ask you a question. Frankie wrecked a car before she was 16 3 times. Do you ever call that a mistake?
Well, I call having to pay for all those cars a mistake. Yes, that was a terrible.
But is it a mistake having your Frankie?
No.
Exactly.
I didn't say
they're blessings, Dell.
It was a mistake.
They're blessings, Dell.
No, see, that's why
I'm getting you on my side against him.
Make it seem like I said the kids themselves are a mistake. You made a mistake.
Can you just call them the B word? Can you call every
to have the kids?
Can you call every one of those children
while
the B word? Blessings?
No, while he's trying to talk over me, my initial take was his initial mistake was the biggest one. He decided having kids was a thing he wanted to do. But then everything after that is, all right, whatever, man.
I get in trouble to this day when I say, if I play this game, like, if we had never had kids,
right,
and I tell her how, you know, like, we could have, you know, you had always wanted to live in New York for a year. We could have lived in New York for a year. We're just gone and just having a small place. If we had, okay. So you hate your kids. We already know that's how this works. I'm like, no, I don't. I'm just playing a game called Alternate Universe.
Right.
She doesn't like to play that game because she doesn't want to, her maternal instincts won't let her play.
What if we didn't
have
any?
She doesn't want to play the game called Alternate Universe because if you play that game, it makes her feel bad as a mom.
Right. Because you might feel like, wow, so that alternate universe is pretty cool.
So sometimes I'll trick her and say, what if we only had 2 kids and one of them was graduating this year, like, and the other one the next year? Can you imagine? We could literally, and then I'll say stuff. Mm-hmm. And she's like, so which two? Who are the two you want to get rid of? She plays that game.
Well, that's pretty easy.
Do the math.
Yeah, yeah. In The Crown? You're not watching The Crown.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah, you're going to have to. But there was a this is my favorite kid part. This is the, you know.
I do power rankings. But that's British people. That's a little more serious.
Well, Queen was like, I don't have a favorite kid. And her husband was like, yes, you do.
Yeah, you do.
We all do.
Margaret Thatcher said, well, he's my favorite. And the Queen was like, wait a minute, you can't say that out loud. What do you mean he's your favorite? No, I love him the most.
Yeah, he's my favorite kid.
Yeah, you're definitely not supposed to say that. Yeah. But for me, it's power ratings. I mean, it changes all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I have it change. It changes all the
time.
Who's
your BYU right now?
Yeah, who's ranked 14?
I would say my BYU would be my BYU's Drake, actually. He's get well. What do y'all call a BYU?
BYU is lowest ranked.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lowest ranked.
Well, yeah.
Oh, because 14th, of yesterday's poll.
14th. Yeah.
Yeah. That's disrespectful to BYU.
Yeah, it really was.
Oh, I don't know who my lowest is. I was gonna say BYU is was a little unexpected. Like Drake's getting some stuff done. Is fire. So yeah, I thought you meant like an unexpected team. No.
We can add some context. Drake's getting some stuff done, but there's always this sneaking suspicion that he's not really who he's portraying himself to be.
I mean, there's that. There's no, that you could backslide. You could lose a game you're not supposed to lose.
Yeah.
Look, that feels accurate.
When you actually line him up against, you know, like
the
one
hopes
of the
get really high, and then he loses to Wyoming
State or something.
Yeah, like that feels that's accurate. Yeah.
Oh, this happens all the time in my home because my wife uses my kids' names as passwords. And one of my kids asked for his password, and he got ripped by the kid because one of the other kids' name was in the password.
I did at my house. I did that too. Mason, who is my middle kid and always like feels like he's not being treated fairly, always. I had to tell him one time at home. We had some home network a while back, and I made and his enemy, like in my house, there are natural rivalries like South Carolina.
Texas is his natural enemy.
No. Well, they have some bad fights, but they're no. Madi is.
Madi is.
Yeah, Madi's his enemy.
Have been a 5-12 matchup.
No, they have random enemies, and then Sebastian's enemy is Madi also. Madi is in the SEC West. Every game she has is a rivalry game.
Battle. Not Duke or Notre Dame, where only like almost everyone hates them.
Yeah,
she'll start practicing. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. She's Duke basketball. Every single there's nothing bad about her in real life.
No,
but everyone hates her at the house with the kids. Like she'll be singing a song for a musical that she's because she busts her ass. She busts her ass in her swimming stuff. Her musical, she'll practice and practice and practice. And as soon as she starts singing, here's Sebastian. My ears are killing me. Make her stop. Dad, this is the worst thing I've ever heard. She is terrible. Madi, you are a terrible singer and you never amount to anything. I'm like, snack. I had to pull. I said, you guys are such haters.
Hate. Hate. Why hate? Madi. Poor Madi.
Now, Alec,
but now
Alec
she
likes
is
her.
A Puritan and she snitches. So
Alec likes her. One of my kids. I'm not going to say who. My wife goes, get in here. And I said, I better go in for this one. Like, she's yelling at the kid to get in here, into the bedroom. I'm like, this tone was like, I don't hear this tone that often. I go in there. In his closet, he's got a pizza box, an empty pizza box, three empty 2 liters, two of Orange Fantas, and one of Mist.
This sounds like snacks.
Country
but okay.
Mist. One, a giant Skittles pack, and then like, four pieces of open candy wrappers that are thrown on the floor. I mean, man, it did not go well. We found out this kid was ordering food whenever we leave in the middle of the afternoon to do anything. This kid during the pandemic time, they've been home. And I was always wondering, like, hey, you guys need to go. Do you need to go somewhere? We'll watch.
Oh, that sounds like Alec. No,
Alec was involved in it. I called. I said, did you know this was happening?
Oh, well. He said, narrowed it down. Snacks or Mason?
He goes, yes. I was questioning everybody. Well, and then one
this
kid
is
got.
Is a Mason or a snacks move? I don't know. This is a tough call.
Wasn't Madi.
I know. Madi.
It wasn't Madi. But they're ordering food. I was like, three empty 2 liters. And then let's be honest here. You know what I was most upset about? And I think Nicole was too. How are you so stupid that you're not throwing it out? You let it sit in as evidence. Did you ever hear of mafia? In Goodfellas, what do they do with the bodies?
Yeah,
what do they do with the body? You got to bury the body. You got to dig the hole. I'll dig the fucking hole.
Whoa.
I dug a hole before. So I cut it off. You know what you don't do? Leave the body there, except in the undoing. Right. But you don't leave the body there.
Right.
You don't leave the body there and evidence there all over the place. You get rid of the evidence. My kid didn't even get rid of the evidence. He kept adding more evidence. One empty 2 liter bottle, maybe you get away with that. An entire empty pizza box and three empty like what are you doing? Dispose of the evidence.
You're looking at it all
dumb,
wrong.
Dumb.
He doesn't respect you. enough to even dispose of those. Right.
I know. That's what it is.
Or now that's where you should get him.
It's either a lack of respect.
You're too dumb.
Or he's just too dumb. And that, how are you even going to get through life?
Right. No. You have to listen. You have to show him how you get rid of the evidence here. Because if he doesn't, then he's never, ever going to get away with anything. He's never going to amount to anything if he can't
eat. I mean, look, I respect the sneak of waiting for your parents to be out of the house and ordering this. Like, how did he get it? You know, well, you know, ordered. I had to ask around, and one snitch said, well, he would pay cash from his birthday money, and that's how he was able to do it. I said, okay, so he didn't order, so you didn't have to put, because I said, better not have been my card being used on file off the computer or something. No, he would use cash. And I said, was it nighttime? Because I figured it was when he was always telling us, you guys should go to Riel and have a date. Like, why are you trying to get rid of us out of the house all the time? Why are you trying to? But actually, it's in the afternoon he would do it.
I think this is Mason. I'm going to put this on Mason, I'm pretty sure.
I'm not going to say, but let's just say he is the favorite.
710 ESPN 97.5. Okay. We have some stuff to do other than Lance's kids and pizza boxes.
Yeah.
Well, we got some important stuff going on here in the city of Houston. Yesterday, Ken Rosenthal threw a monkey wrench into everything we believe and love in this city. And
for right now, but there's a belief that we have a good chance of losing Carlos Correa. Now, maybe that has changed for some people since George is expected to leave. Maybe. And the other thing is, even if Crane offers them a bunch of money, is Carlos and his wife, are they going to hear the siren song of New York or wherever?
Well,
that's a concern for me.
Well, it should.
Yesterday
listen,
was.
I'm telling you, it is. I've been hearing it's contrary to everything I've been hearing about Carlos Correa and the relationship with Jim Crane and his wife. Listen, this hit me. I was like, what? Because this is not in anywhere near in any shape, way, shape, or form. I think, and I've said this before, Carlos Correa is going to be here long term. I think he's going to. The Astros probably this offseason are offering him a long term deal that is. There's likelihood that he is going to accept.
I was told that he wasn't going to take anything. No, I was told by his old agents that. He wasn't going to take any short. He wasn't going to take any early deals. He'd wait until the market. Now, I don't know if that's changed because of COVID or anything like that.
Well,
but I was told he was going to, at one point, the thought was he was going to let it play out.
Well, I bet this new agency, first of all, this new
agency.
Yeah,
this
is
a new agency.
This new agency is different. And,
yeah, because they've never done baseball.
Yeah, this is that's it. But, no, they have baseball guys that are doing it. Guys that have done baseball that are now employed by them and are working Carlos Correa's deal. But maybe the market is maybe you know that they've done their homework. What's the market out there for Carlos Correa? And what's he going to get? And right. Oh, by the way, does Carlos Correa want to be here long term? That's the question. And I think the answer to all those things are Carlos Correa is going to get a long term offer here. And oh, by the way, the organization is looking at Carlos Correa differently now than they did before, after this postseason and the way that he's handled the scandal. They are very, very his leadership and all of those things. The organization is looking at Carlos Correa very fondly, as opposed to when they just a couple of years ago went to arbitration with him over $750,000. This organization now values Carlos Correa greatly, and I'm telling you, I from everything that I've heard, Carlos Correa is going to get a long-term offer here. Whether or not the two sides come to terms on it.
Now, it doesn't change our standard talking points of can he stay healthy in a season, not 60 days, and can he hit in a regular season and all. We had the same discussions. But on the heels, at least with recency, on the heels of just all of his leadership and his clutch play and all that, that it feels good, especially with one superstar leaving already. Because what Ken Rosenthal said, for those who missed it, was he said the Astros, and it was like the third or fourth news item down. He had a bunch of other news items, and then he had the Astros are floating Carlos Correa's name out there, which doesn't mean, would you give us?
Well, he went so far as to say they want to trade him, move Bregman to short, and bring in DJ LeMahieu.
Or they would, any moves with LeMahieu would be predicated upon this, upon moving. So he did have,
inaccurate, some specifics. And Ken Rosenthal came back and said, updating notes column, Astros not engaged in active conversations on Correa, according to a source with knowledge.
Somebody got into him.
Yeah. Somebody, and well, they should. 714, because again, it is contrary to everything that I've heard. 714 ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
Working on a weekend like usual, way off in the deep end like usual. Swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
718 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. It's basically a holiday show where it's all we'll hear about Lance's kids all day, see what's going on at the house, who's hiding pizza boxes and whatnot. But it's also some stuff that we need to get done. And number one, Carlos Correa is not going anywhere. Okay, so just as Ken Rosenthal, thanks. Well, that case is closed. College football rankings.
The case is not closed yet. Not this year. He's not going anywhere. But Carlos Correa
he's
going to
get a long-term offer.
Once it happens, then I will be excited about it.
I'm telling you,
That is not something I ever envisioned saying that I was going to be in. Not played.
But
the
how
game.
About this? In the long run, all said and done, it was Carlos Correa that won the war. George Springer lost the war.
I was going to say the same thing. It's weird that we have done this forever. It could come down to Correa versus Springer, Correa versus Springer. And it would always be Springer from an on-the-field standpoint. I mean, Springer's been the way more consistent player. Hit more consistently. He's got a lot of juice in the locker room. So does Carlos. But from a consistency standpoint, and production standpoint, it's not even close between the two.
Yeah.
But one guy is 30-something and one guy is 20-something.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I think that's when it's all said and done, and then Carlos's defense and Carlos's leadership, and Carlos is going to be potential. I don't know if he'll be cheaper or not, though. We'll see what George gets. I do think George could end up, if George would take a two-year deal, I think George could get 22-year, $24 million, something like that. But you'd be stupid if you're George. That's a huge risk. You got to try to get a 4-year deal.
Minimum. Oh no, George is going to get a long term.
You got to try
deal.
To get a minimum 4-year deal.
No. George is going to get a big deal.
I could see on the low. I could see 400 on the low end, and on the high end,
I think
five and 125.
Yeah, 5-1.
5-125 has always felt like the number to me.
Yeah, 5-1.25. 5-1.25 is probably the number. It's going to be the Braves, the Mets. Maybe the Red Sox.
Baseball would be a lot better if they had, of course, baseball players wouldn't like me to say this, but I mean, realistically, if you had option years where a team had an option on the last year and you have a guy like George Springer who would be about 36 at the end of that and you think he may not be good enough the last year of the deal, so you had an option year. It's a 5-year deal, but the last year's team option or mutual option, something like that. I think that would make more sense in baseball because some of these deals are just, it's like, you're getting one really bad year, potentially one bad year and potentially a really bad year.
Yep.
And but you know, they're all guaranteed.
Yep,
100% of it.
Yep. All right. So the other thing that came out yesterday was, and I didn't see. Okay, first of all, was there a late hits kind of fight yesterday on the Blitz?
A late.
I don't know.
Late hits.
Someone get called a bitch.
Dude, the show.
It's always possible.
Fred and AJ went at it.
They do. I don't know.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
Ooh, that's what we got.
Do we know the hour? I can always listen back.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I'm a D-Weed, and I have to listen to the podcast.
The real D-Green, and I don't want to call him D-Weed. I'm going to call him D-Green. The real D-Green says, yeah, that happened yesterday.
Well, give me a time.
We're not
immune to playing
fights
between fellow coworkers.
As if it's good and very
uncomfortable. No, but they had, remember that one time?
If it's very uncomfortable, I want it.
Didn't you say that one time that... All right. Well, what are we talking about on the show today? You got anything or something like that? And they started the show with the fight.
They started the show with a fight. Like, why don't you just bring, what do you mean? Why do you always ask me, what do you want to talk about? And I was like, oh, God. All right. So 722 ESPN. Let's see if we can find that, because if it's uncomfortable, I definitely want to play it. Secondly, college football. Dell?
Yes.
I like Texas A&M where they're at 5. I agree with the committee. I think that's a good spot. They beat Florida. They should be ahead of Florida. Otherwise, why are you playing the damn games? But make no mistake, if Florida beats Alabama in the championship game, they're going to jump Texas A&M.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Now, Texas A&M does not, while they're sitting at 5, they don't hold their destiny in their own hands.
No, they have to hope for something like what happened with Ohio State. Was it the first college football playoff where Ohio State didn't? Or whatever year it was where they didn't play for the title, or they didn't even play for the conference title but somehow made it in. They're going to need that scenario. And the perfect scenario is for Bama to dispatch with Florida. You went out, starting with, LSU? Not LSU. Who are they playing this week?
Who? A&M plays LSU.
Yes, Thanksgiving. This week. LSU. Starting with that, then beat Auburn. And maybe you make up both Tennessee and Ole Miss. You just went out. And then something very likely to happen is Alabama beating Florida.
You got Clemson playing Notre Dame.
You have to hope Notre Dame beats Clemson again. Because if they split, I think they're both making it.
You do?
Particularly if it's close.
If it's a Clemson blowout, then I think there's
a different scenario. They can sneak in. And by the way, I mean, we're looking past it, but it's a Friday night, and Notre Dame has to go to North Carolina. Home dogs on Friday nights, and they're not going to be a big dog. North Carolina does have a very good defense, but they can score some points. Yeah.
I think that kid's the best running back in the country.
Which one, Carter or the other one? Oh, yeah.
I like the Williams kid,
They too. Both have guys who don't go down.
No.
You have to gang tackle. That one, people aren't talking about it very much, but that might be a game of the weekend because North Carolina, despite all the hype with North Carolina, Mack Brown doesn't have a signature win there. His best win is an almost win. The close loss to Clemson. They have another shot. They've been building to that game, so we'll see what happens. But as far as it goes, yeah, I think I like A&M's spot. We've talked about it before how it was.
They got respect for him.
It still continues. Nice. The pundits are talking about Florida like the A&M game didn't happen.
Right.
But the people who make the decisions have acknowledged that the game happened.
Which is nice because all the Herb Streets and everybody else, they all got – Texas A&M isn't even in their top – a lot of guys top six. It's like, what the hell is wrong with you? What do they have to do? The people that they play now, they got to finish this off. I mean, we talked to Jimbo. I mean, they can if they screw up anywhere, even if they have a close game. I think they've got to really they need some points. They need to show that they're a dominant football team, and even then, they might be outside looking in. You know, no number three team. A team that has been ranked number 3 has made the playoff.
From the initial ranking.
From the initial ranking.
Yep.
So that's Clemson right now.
Well,
if Clemson loses again to Notre Dame, then there is that spot.
Yeah, they're done. They're done for.
But if if Florida plays Bama tight, do you think that they jump in? They jump? Because Texas A&M didn't play them tight.
I don't think that's a two-loss team anyway. Yeah, you can't get points for playing tight. At this juncture, no one's going to – you're back.
Yeah. And now, by the way, you can't jump a two-loss Florida team over a one-loss A&M team to beat them.
After a loss.
Yeah, right.
Well,
Look, they look good.
First team ever to move up in the rankings after a loss. Yeah. So, no, that's not going to happen. I think they're from a ranking standpoint, they, you know, it looks like three teams feel locked in right now. Not three teams, but two are locked in, I would say, Alabama and Ohio State. But
here's something else.
Clemson or Notre Dame is going to get in. So it's really one spot is left.
Here's the other thing, is that USC and Oregon have a real shot to skyrocket up these polls.
Why?
If they continue to win. And if they win, whoever wins the Pac-12,
here's the thing. There's so undefeated. Much disrespect for the Pac-12, though.
I know, but they're going to have to play each other.
Well, not disrespect.
And they're also Colorado's unbeaten. Who else? Washington is unbeaten.
But they don't have enough games to make it all the way up there because they're too far back. The respect isn't there for them. Like, none of those teams are going to jump the Aggies to me. Because USC hasn't looked – they haven't looked dominant at all.
Well, Oregon's got a chance. Oregon does have a real chance.
But see, I don't think Oregon – they're going to have to really play well. At some point, you need to look like you're a really good team.
Yep.
Because you're just playing your conference opponents are people that nobody has respect for in college football.
Well, and this is why BYU is 9-0 at 14, and it's all about who they played. What about the way they've played?
You have to look at manner of victory. You have to.
Well, here's the deal. It's not a good look for BYU. They said, hey, anybody want to play? Washington said, yeah, and they said no.
Yeah, no.
Well, And their fear was confirmed because late last night, Washington got scheduled with the Pac-12 game. So the fear was, yeah, we'll get ready for you, but then there's always a chance that you will remove that game. And it happened because the Pac-12 is not going to prioritize an out-of-conference game over a conference game.
That's true. That is true. However, it still was a bad look.
Yeah, perception-wise, it doesn't help.
They beat Navy by more than 50. They beat Troy by more than 40.
Navy's bad.
They beat Louisiana Tech by more than 30. Now, they beat UTSA by 7 is a little bit of a weird one. They beat Houston by 17. Texas State. I mean, you know, it's not the hardest schedule in the world.
No.
38.
But they beat Western the snot Kentucky, out of Boise at Boise.
Western Kentucky, 30. They beat the snot out of Boise, as you mentioned. Beat snot out of Northern Alabama.
The head, I don't know what the official title is, but the guy who's talking.
Grand Poobah.
Yeah, he said Boise was undermanned, and by undermanned, he probably meant they were on their third-string quarterback for that game.
Oh, that's right, they did.
So they took that into account. BYU had a much tougher schedule before the pandemic, and they did remarkably well to get this many games in. Now they have two open dates, and everyone's pointing to, hey, let's get that Cincinnati game, because Cincinnati has an open date where they could happen. Cincinnati's in a position where
if I'm Cincinnati now, I say nah.
With a couple losses, we may not need that game. Yeah, no. We're not going to, no.
Well, I'm going to tell you, listen, Cincinnati belongs where they are.
I think BYU was a 14 seed. Cincinnati's like, why would we play a 14 seed and hurt ourselves?
No, we're looking at top 14, 10 teams, not you.
Sorry.
No.
You're going to hurt our strength of schedule.
Actually, that would be a great game, though. I think BYU would beat them.
I would love all the back and forth about where it's played. Yep. Do we have another game next year just to make it a big deal? I imagine Cincinnati would go, if you come to Cincinnati, we'll play.
Yeah,
maybe.
You need us more than we need
that's
you.
That's the only way we'll play that game. You come here.
I don't think they should play it now.
Not with
these rankings.
You got a couple.
If they were right, one was right behind the other,
and you needed to elevate.
Yeah.
But Cincinnati can look at the schedule and go, needle. Just a couple losses from this team and this team and this team, and we got a real shot. We're not getting threatened. And speaking of games, one of the games on Cincinnati's schedule later will be Tulsa, who is ranked in the top 25. And Tulsa won't get a shot to play this week because the Houston game got canceled.
Yep. Yeah, but it got postponed.
There's an open date for them to play later.
Yeah. U of H already has their two spots, I believe. We'll have to look.
Does Houston have a chance to make the playoffs?
No.
Are they in the top ten?
The Texans,
Houston
the
Texans?
Cougars, the Cougars.
The Cougs? No, they're not. No, they're out.
They're not in the top ten. No.
So stop making jokes. That's not funny.
Oh,
you're trying to make jokes now.
You're trying to make jokes at the expense of the local team.
It's Wednesday. It's joke day.
That's not an actual thing.
By the way, Fred and AJ, it started because of
politics.
They said it's politics. The guy said, well, it was AJ versus Trump, and then Fred was collateral damage.
Well, let's listen to that in the break.
It's also 5:15-ish. Well, actually, they said it lasted like the entire first segment.
Of the 5 o'clock hour.
My entire ride home, it was a fight. That's what he told us that.
7:31 ESPN 97.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Someone's retiring.
And it's actually January 20th.
Okay, someone's retiring. Do you wait until their retirement day to bring in the replacement and figure out their job? Or do you say, oh, okay, we're going to bring in someone. You're going to work with, they're going to shadow you for a while, figure out what you do, so that that way when they take over your job, it'll be more of a seamless transition. That's just common sense.
It's not the same thing. Yeah, you can't.
Oh my God.
No, you cannot compare business to government.
Well,
come
Fine. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say, which is insane. But it's dumb to think that there shouldn't be some sort of transfer of power like there's been.
There can
every
be transfer
election.
Of power the 2 weeks before. Why can't you wait until January? I don't know why it has to be this big deal. Let's force this guy in here now. What difference is it going to make?
He's not taking anything over. Trump's still the president. What are you, like one of these weirdo conspiracy theory guys now?
No, I am not a weirdo conspiracy theory guy. I just don't understand what the big rush is to say, oh, let's...
When you're taking over as leader of the free world, it's nice to get a head start. That's all.
No, the issue like he was
needs,
the
like
media
he needs
wanted
to know all this stuff. He was vice president for 8 years, man. Come on. He knows what he's doing in terms of what he's already putting his group together.
Is the world in the same place it was 4 years ago?
Well, put your COVID group. He's already put his COVID group together. What's the big deal? I don't understand where.
We got foreign relations issues. He's got to see where we stand with. Like, what does it hurt? Is my question.
I just don't think it makes any difference.
That's enough.
I mean,
that's
when you're in office, go do it.
It's starting to make you, a little uncomfortable, aren't you?
In Fred's defense, hasn't this been the way we've done it forever?
There hasn't been this lack of want to actually start the process.
Well,
the concern.
Listen, you get sworn in and you take over office. That's how it's always been.
The concern is the transition teams meet early on and they start to. Like, there
unless
is a
they
process.
Don't. I'm pretty sure you go in our history.
There's been hatred
between the two candidates.
No. Every transition they went through, I mean, they went back to Jimmy Carter, but it was Carter moving forward. This is just how transitions are done. And this was something where it was held up. And so, you know, the thing, oh, we're holding up because of the count and this, that, and the other. That's what AJ's talking about. Fred wants him to tail Trump.
What? He wants him to go into office.
Well, he made the comparison, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think that was a great comparison. The team should be meeting to figure out where we stand on certain issues and how to move forward. And it's policy. I don't care so much, but yeah. It's not a natural. What is going on now? Didn't go on in 16.
So Trump is being a little petty. Is that what we're saying?
Surprising.
Maybe. What?
Okay. Well, I don't care about that. What I care about is
fighting.
Is our afternoon show okay?
No, I don't know. It seemed like there was, and when that's the dumbest thing you've ever said, and that's almost impossible. What is it? You can even play it again.
No,
he was a little disrespectful to Fred.
AJ,
no.
You're a little out of line. There's one Irishman here.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said, and that's like really saying something or something to that effect. I've laughed. Anyway,
did it make you nervous?
No, not like the late hits. That was.
Oh well, that was.
This is just an argument.
That went viral.
That's the
dumbest thing I've ever heard you say, which is insane. But it's dumb to think that there shouldn't be some sort of transfer of power,
which is insane.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say. Which is insane
because you say a lot of dumb things,
man.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Why are they getting so mad?
I don't know what you're so mad
just
about.
Relax.
You mad, bro?
R-E-L-A-X.
What was the worst fight we ever had?
Well, buying through is the longest.
Buying through, yeah.
That was the worst. It was the worst because it was like, is this the most boring?
We argued
about the definition of buy or through.
It was a ground ball that went through
the second baseman against the Dodgers when the Astros were.
I thought it was
the first night game.
Anyway, whatever.
Yeah,
fight about that second or first baseman.
It was buy. I don't even know what buy or through. It had to do with rule interpretation.
Joe West.
It was Joe West.
It was a Joe West call. It was like he the runner was hit by the ball, but it went through the legs already of the second baseman. And then it was, and then he said it was, then he, and he called the runner out when it was
What was it when I stormed out of the thing and it just went and got barbecue?
Paper. Remember when you threw the papers in the garbage?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. And then I went out and I was like, I had to leave. And I was like, oh, barbecue's in the break room. I'll just get barbecue and go back in the room. I don't remember what that argument was about. I mean, it was sports related. It was sports related, but I don't know. We always like, you get over it. I'm not a grudge holder. My wife likes that about me. Now, she's a natural born grudge holder, but she's gotten better because she says, you've really helped me try to not be a grudge holder. So when I didn't accept her apology about something the other day, I shouldn't say this on the, I don't have permission. It's not bad. I tried to buy her something nice the other day for Christmas. She said she liked this before.
Okay.
The Peloton.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-oh.
Well, no, but it wasn't one of those things like.
Danger.
No, I know. But she's like, I wish I had one of those. And I said, Ballard got one. And he loves it. Oh, my friend Nicole's get one. And she says, oh, great, great. And so she's talking about it. And I'm like, and there's a sale. And I thought, well, you know, I could put it on a credit card, just kind of pay it down over, knock it out over however many months or whatever. And I thought, okay, I'll do this. And then that'll be good for me. I'll try to get back in shape. And then she wants this because she works out 6 days a week. And some days she's running around. She has to go at 5:30 in the morning to go run it.
What's wrong
at Memorial Park because she's got to take kids to school and all this stuff. And I'm thinking, well, this will be better. And she'll love this. She's a workout machine. She wants, you know, she's talking about how much she'd love to have one.
What's the problem?
So I did, and then she's like, nope. I texted the receipt. I put on credit card. Here you go. She goes, nope. Here's what she texted back. Nope. Nope. And I knew it. This is her thing. Nope. If we have a big ticket purchase like that, I don't like surprises. And B, because that's her thing. She doesn't like surprises.
Oh, my God. She's the opposite. My wife, just it's all she wants is big ticket and surprises.
And surprises, yeah. This is the opposite. Don't surprise me with I don't like surprises. And B, big ticket item like this, we need to talk about it. So I'm like, I said, you said you wanted this, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay. All right. Now you just don't get it. So I called.
Canceled.
Yeah. And
somebody
she apologized. And I told her, I said, you know, your reaction and response. And so she apologized. She said, okay, I still don't believe that you should ever make that kind of purchase without talking to me or whatever. But my response was rude. It was something else. It was not good. It was shippy. But she didn't say shippy. I shouldn't have done that, blah, blah. She made an apology. And she doesn't apologize that quick. Like, she didn't used to, but she's gotten so much better because I usually do. This time, I didn't accept it right away. I just let it sit there. I just left her on red on the tweet. Uh-oh. And then it was like, you ain't gonna respond to my apology? And I realized,
that's a mistake.
The apology is not easy for her to make that quickly. So I should have acknowledged it earlier because this could have ramifications.
Right. No.
You know, that story is like, man, maybe I made a mistake not wanting to get married.
Yeah. Is there you really?
No. Everything that you hear.
I just thought I was doing something wanted.
You know what hears?
I know.
Man, what a mistake.
Yeah.
Getting that old marriage thing.
Man, I can't believe I'm so steadfast
like the first
in my
5 years,
the
there's a lot of awesome stuff going on.
Yeah.
And then. Some of it slows down in the kid part.
So
you already know about your kid.
So I should treat a marriage like I'm LeBron James.
Long term dating.
I'm only going to sign for 4
because
I want long term flexibility.
Long term dating. It keeps everyone on the hook. Everyone's on the hook at long term dating.
Go Kirk Cousins on this one. Just
franchise tag.
Franchise tag.
Keep franchise
tagging. Franchise tag.
Maximum benefits. Yeah.
Instead of renewing my
vows. Certain things never stop.
I'll renew the engagement.
You and Granny, just franchise tag.
I'm just going to renew the engagement every year.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't look for a long-term contract.
No.
Unless somebody's.
No.
You know, Dale, if you find somebody, a sugar mama, well, then you look for a long-term contract. Because a lot of times long-term contracts, like Anna Nicole Smith knew what she was doing back in the day. She said.
That was love,
man. I'm going to get into a long-term contract, but I also know that there's a player option in this one.
Isn't she dead?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. See, how did that work out
but
for her?
He was first.
Yeah, that's true.
That
is true.
She knew the math.
She had all the court battles.
A ton.
Yeah.
And all of his kids were like, No, you're not getting our money. That would piss me off, too. If my dad was rich and some Anna Nicole Smith, some Playboy playmate came in and tried to, like, Get out of here, grifter.
Especially
grifter.
Especially the way she ended up looking.
Look how disrespectful.
Well, he was dead by the time she lost it, right?
Really?
I think so.
Was she still good?
I think she became.
But if you're in court and she's already, you go, judge, really?
But the really? Dad. But the dad already
you
got the best part.
Definitely not an ally with that move.
Are you, though?
Judge, will you point your hand to her like,
really?
Exhibit Judge. A, Honor.
Judge.
Exhibit A.
You see her plan. Kate, she just waited him out.
I rest my case.
She
my father
him out.
Would not have put up with this.
Good. She waited him out, and she decided to let herself go. That's not the memory I want my father. I no. want for my father.
How disrespectful would that be? What's the marital contract of
prenup?
Yeah, the prenup. How disrespectful would a prenup be? It's like, okay, in this prenup, you can't go above a size this, well, and your weight can't reach.
Look,
if right. it goes over, it voids. If it goes over, it voids our agreement, and the prenup will cut you completely out. And this is up to 2 years after my death. Because I don't want you representing, right. you know, our relationship like that. So, like, wow, that is a disrespectful. That is a misogynistic prenup. That's the way it goes.
You didn't wait for it. Okay, what do you want to talk about? I told you, we don't do that on air. That, oh my God, they did that yesterday.
When did that happen?
That happened afterwards. We didn't keep on. You didn't
Is it
listening.
In the next segment?
Remember, because earlier, I told Lance before that they were arguing about Fred asking him, what do you want to talk about? And AJ was like, don't ask me what I want to talk about on air.
They did it again?
They did it again yesterday. Oh, I missed that uncomfortableness. Did
you miss it?
Not really. 745 ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk about Lance. Not Lance.
Yeah, baby.
Lance Loken.
Oh.
That's my guy. That's my real Lance. Okay? Lance Loken. And listen, when you're buying or selling a home, Lance Loken he's the man. I'm telling you, you are going to love Lance Loken. And he's the only guy that you should be calling. Lance Loken is unbelievable. Lance Loken, the story after story after story of the Lance Loken and how they are constantly getting more for the houses than they got before than even the list price. It is ridiculous. I'm telling you, you are going to love it. And oh, by the way, the Loken Group. If you want to sell, what happens if your agent can't sell your home and the listing expires? You need to go with the Loken Group, who consistently sells homes other agents can't sell. If you want to sell your home without all the hassle and stress, you got it. He'll make you an immediate cash offer. And you achieve top dollar from your home. You need an agent who can create an auction-like effect with buyers competing for your home and driving up the price. This is what happens every single time with the Loken Group. If you're worried you won't be able to sell your home for the price you want, the Loken Group. These people are unbelievable. I'm telling you, the average days on the market is 15 days. The other guys, over 50. Lance Loken, thelokengroup.com, L-O-K-E-N, thelokengroup.com, 281-861-4624, 281-861-4624. You're selling your home? Thelokengroup.com.
SportsMapBets.com is live. Stay up to date with betting guides for this week's NFL and college football action, or check out SportsMapBets research tools and keep the lead in your fantasy league. SportsMapBets.com has all the info you need to make the best play. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5, you're more than welcome. Whatever you want to talk about this morning, you're more than welcome to get in here. our Texans play tomorrow. We haven't even – are you – now, this is a big game. It's huge. This is one of the biggest games in NFL history.
I said all I care about now is Deshaun moving into that next stratosphere of quarterback and also ruining Miami's draft status.
That's right.
All I care
That's
about
all.
At this stage.
Those two things. Well, you're also ruining your own draft status because as you go along, wouldn't it be nice to have a high third pick?
No. I'd much rather Dell not have a high first and second
pick. Okay. All right.
I said, the ultimate troll move would be if Bill O'Brien came out to announce, and with the 38th pick of the second round, Miami Dolphins select, and then he makes a pick. Like, Bill O'Brien is making the pick for the Dolphins in the second round. He's their honorary pick guy. Yeah. This is bull crap.
I hope he comes out there with the Mercury Morris. Because, Bill, when you compare the best moments in Dolphins history, perfect season in that trade. Mercury Morris and Bill O'Brien should both be out there.
Oh, it's a good feeling when the stories come out that Laremy Tunsil sees it on the board and goes, I'd trade me. If you got that for me, I would trade me in a heartbeat.
Right now, trade me. Deshaun has offered to help Joe Burrow through the injury. I mean, Joe is a saint.
Don't you feel good about that?
He's a saint, patron saint of quarterbacks. So. Do you think Deshaun goes straight to heaven?
Joe Burrow is not a guy that people dislike. And I think it's because he's kind of everyman. He doesn't look, he's pasty white.
Yeah.
I mean, pasty white. It's like he can't accept melanin into his skin at all, no matter how much sun he has. He's had some goofy hair in the past. He was really not that good his junior year. He got beaten out at Ohio State. Then he comes with this mega year, and I think everyone sees it like, hey, this is kind of like the Jeremy Lin thing, like only it's obviously much better, but like the Jeremy Lin thing where everyone said, man, this is kind of a cool rags-to-riches story. I don't hear anyone who hates Joe Burrow. I don't hear about anybody who he seems like a great teammate, a good dude.
Humble.
It's not like he has these incredible physical gifts like a Trevor Lawrence's hair is flowing. Joe's just like, hey, kind of like Tom Brady was early in his career, just, hey, guys, or Joe Montana. That's why those comps is like, he doesn't have the great physical gifts. It's like, you're not jealous of him for his physical stuff. He doesn't look like he'd be with a supermodel. Of course, Tom didn't at one point, Nick.
Well, I don't know. Tom still was a handsome guy. Montana, not so much, and Joe not so much.
Oh, some women love that whole dimple on the chin thing.
What, of
Joe Montana?
Joe Montana? Yeah.
Joe Montana was considered the golden boy. That was back when Notre Dame, it used to matter more, being from Notre Dame.
Yeah, but no, he was not highly regarded. Remember, what did he go in, the second or third, Joe Montana?
Yeah, he went in the third round.
Yeah.
Look at this. Women like this look for Joe.
Oh, yeah.
In the 70s?
Yeah.
Or early 80s, late 70s?
I
met Joe
when I was in high school, and he wasn't a big... He had a really, really cool car, which Notre Dame bought for him, but other than that...
But do you really think that the women... Are you here to tell me that the women thought this was handsome?
Yep.
The Tom Brady combine picture?
That picture is...
I mean, he also looks like he's slumping. He looks like he's intentionally... Looks like a mugshot.
Yeah, but he turned into a supermodel.
Yeah, no, he upgraded. He got his hair. He got his. He's Linville. He Linville'd his hair.
A little lamb.
He was holding lambs, right. Like in Chaps commercials, and that was the most. I will say, that's one of the most unbelievable runs in history. This guy from the combine, from being a nothing really at Michigan combine. And he ends it as the greatest quarterback in the history of football and a supermodel?
Yeah. Like, that makes sense.
What?
Yeah, that makes sense.
What?
With Holly, how jealous is she? She says Tom Brady looks like trash, trailer trash. What?
See?
Holly.
She's not jealous. She's just telling you. It's her perspective.
She says he looks like trailer trash. He just has money. Him and Giselle look sketch.
I don't know.
You think that... That she's don't
you don't need to be throwing.
You think
no? That's not what she's saying.
Oh,
that's first of all, you don't be throwing Giselle in the grease like that, Holly. That's you want to talk about Tom? That's fine. You shouldn't just randomly disrespect Giselle. Like he and Giselle, I was fine with the Brady slander, but when you're throwing Giselle in the mix, you need to put some respect on her name, and you know you need to.
Why?
Home because record? A, she blamed everything record? On Julian Edelman, which shows. She's a bottom.
She goes, man. What?
Remember when she blamed everything on Julian Edelman?
She's a ride or die.
Julian Edelman wouldn't have dropped that pass.
She goes, my husband can't throw and catch the ball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was awesome.
Actually, she was right.
She was right. She was right.
She was right. She stopped just short of calling his wide receivers trash.
Did she have something to say about his game-sealing pick on Monday night?
Do we know if the route was run correctly?
You ask Bruce Arians.
Yeah, you ask Bruce Arians.
He doesn't blame
anyone
but Tom Brady for their issues.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, coach, how come Antonio Brown's not being targeted? Well, he's open.
Yeah. How about Bruce Arians? Don't give up. But Bruce Arians is right, too. He's right. Tom Brady is... They should be. They easily should be. Set, what are they? 8-3 right now. They should be 8-3 or maybe even 9-2.
But
Tom Brady has played like crap in those losses.
Yeah, yeah. Tom Brady is definitely better than Jameis because he just doesn't turn it over. Like if Jameis wouldn't turn the ball over, Jameis would be fine. He'd be an average NFL quarterback if he didn't turn it over. The turnovers just a killer.
Yeah. Holly says Adriana Lima is greater than Giselle. Okay. Holly, of course she is. I'm not a big Giselle fan. This whole, she's so unbelievable.
Why? You know why.
Why? Well, she's kind of skinny, first of all.
That's what.
Secondly, I don't know that nose. I don't know.
Oh.
Oh.
What? Goodness. I'm not nose shaming. I'm just saying.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't.
That nose on the supermodel? Yeah. Are you picking at supermodels again?
Yeah.
Yeah, you heard him.
Yeah. Adriana Lima, yeah, is greater than Giselle.
Hold up.
That's a duh, Holly. And water's wet. Okay.
Hold up. I mean, you're just so disrespectful.
What?
He is a bit disrespectful.
Let's go.
Okay. No, Giselle is just.
Let's go to the Instagram.
Frankly.
Let's go to the
Bridget Moynihan is finer. He didn't upgrade.
I would have taken
maybe
her.
Maybe in the day.
Which one you got, Del?
When that whole thing went down, I was like, what is Tom Brady doing? What's wrong with you?
Bridget Moynihan is hotter than Giselle. That's a fact.
That's a fact. This is like from last week or whatever. I mean, come
you
on.
You want to see some Bridget Moynihan? Okay.
Don't try to go throwback Thursday on me.
Well, Brady went with the younger woman. Bridget Moynihan's about a decade older. So Brady was like, yeah, I'll get with someone closer to my age, I guess, when he did it. But Bridget Moynihan was a very attractive woman.
Yeah, you just don't like her because she's skinny.
Who?
You just like a little more thickness. Giselle.
Well, yeah. No. There's Bridget. Okay? Okay?
Back in the day,
Bridget Moynihan
was
smoke. Yeah,
that's throwback Thursday.
Was smoke.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That actually was pretty good.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
No, I didn't think it wasn't.
I don't know. I've always disagreed with Tom on this
okay.
one. But, well, okay.
He's right. Still the GOAT.
Well, why don't you just get up on some of this Giselle on the horse picture? riding a horse on in the beach.
Listen, she can ride all the horses she wants. Which one's the horse?
Oh, my Ooh. Goodness.
She's Brazilian, too.
Oh, did you just hear what he said?
It's just so disrespectful.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I have never seen somebody Who's disrespect riding? Supermodels this badly other than Holly.
Well, yeah, Holly's a hater. We know
John and Holly just have gone to that next
Why
level.
Don't you catch some of this? Bridget Moynihan, okay?
How old is that?
What's the matter with you, too?
Like I said, man.
Look at this.
Look at this. Sean found the most.
I told you, don't do this on air.
What did I say? Be a professional. Do your job.
Be a professional. Do the show. 758 ESPN.
It's the fourth largest market or whatever we are.
I will say.
Is that where this argument went?
Not this one. Do the show pitch. That's where that argument went.
All right,
I still got to find that. I'm still looking for that whole.
You're looking for. I guess it was the whole segment.
I'm into the second segment of this, and it's like two.
They're still going?
Two full segments of this so far.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, somebody said it was the whole ride home. It was my whole ride home. That's all I got was that argument. All right, 713-780-3776. Come on in.
Well, hello. To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.